This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Everyone, welcome again to another edition of the Happy Station. Here once again for another 55 minutes of fun and silliness and all kinds of music as well. Keith Powell with you all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, and it's nice to have you with me as always because we do have a number of things to get to today. A lot of music actually, which is good because some people say that I talk too much, and I promise to try to do a little less talking today, if that is possible. But I do also later on in the program, I want to tell you about a special show that we have coming up at 1500 UTC today. So stay tuned for that. But let's kick off right away with our first piece of music. Here is Ted Heath and his band, which is actually one of my favorite big bands from the UK. But this is slightly different than what he was known for, mainly the swing stuff. This was a theme song to a TV show called Saturday Night Beat, Ted Heath and his band. We'll be right back. Saturday Night Beat, Ted Heath and his band beginning today's show for July 9th, 2009. And we're coming to you from the studios of Taiwan Classical Music Radio in very hot and humid Taipei. In the control room is our technician, Kevin, making sure that I don't sound more like an idiot than I already am. And Kevin Baker, who I told you about last week, who's helping to respond to some of the correspondence that has come in. And when he was doing that just today, he opened up a letter which was very strange, and very strange indeed. Is the only thing I can say about it, but I'll tell you more about that later on. I also want to say hello to the following people. Michelle Ernsting, who joined up to the Facebook page, and also our good friend Paulette McQuarrie. And Paulette, by the way, is the host of a radio show that airs in Canada called Nash Holis, which is about the Canadian-Ukrainian community. And she joined up to the Happy Station Facebook page. And you can find out actually more about the show that she does through their website, which is www.nashholos. And I'll spell that for you. That's NASHHOLOS.com. And the program that she is doing on Sundays airs on AM 1320 CHMB in Vancouver. And it is a very interesting show because she plays a lot of music from Canadian-Ukrainian artists and, of course, artists from Ukraine as well. And I was just reading her website, and she has been doing this show now for about 20 years. So, Paulette, welcome to the Facebook page as well, and I'm sure that some of our listeners will check you out Sundays. And if you want to join the Facebook page, it's very, very easy. All you need to do, if you're already signed up to Facebook, that is do a search for The Happy Station Show, join the group, and that's it. And you can catch all the previous editions of Happy Station, which are uploaded there as files. So in case you missed a show that you wanted to hear, for example, like our tribute to DXers, our program with Frank Ifield, Helen Shapiro, our first show, and others, you can find all of them there. All right, let's now take a listen to... Oh, actually, I should talk about this for a moment. I just remembered. Last week on the show, I mentioned Mackenzie King. Well, actually, it's not Mackenzie King, the former prime minister. His name is King David Mackenzie. I called him Mackenzie King David or something like that. Anyway, I apologize for that, for naming you after a dead Canadian prime minister. But, it, one of those things. But anyway, he's been sending me a number of songs, which he actually used to do for Tom many, many moons ago. So we're going to take a listen to one of them right now. It's Alma Cogan, who died at a very young age in the mid-1960s, that is. She was kind of definitely a darling of the British pop scene. She had her own TV variety show and was very, very well known and respected. We're going to take a listen to her right now, doing a song that was made popular by the Beatles and later was made popular by the Carpenters. It's Ticket to Ride here on The Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. Yeah. The man that's driving me mad is going away. Yeah. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride, and he don't care. He said that living with me to think twice and do right by me. Hey, I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. Yeah. The man that's driving me mad is going away. Oh, yeah. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He got a ticket to ride. And he don't care. Oh, my baby don't care. Oh, my baby don't care. My baby don't.
Alma Cogan, Ticket to Ride. We've been getting a number of emails that have been coming in from people that are listening to the live stream as well as the podcasts that have been uploaded. The question is, why is the show not in stereo? Well, let me explain something. First of all, you may have heard me mention before, we are using a very old studio that belongs at which belongs to Taiwan Classical Music Radio, which is on the top floor, which is a studio that they haven't used in many, many years. In fact, more than 20 years ago, this studio that we're in right now used to be used for a news channel and a talk radio station. And the council, the mixing council that is, and everything else is in mono. So that is the reason why, and I've been discussing with Kevin, our technician, and also the managers here at the radio station to see if we can do some type of upgrade so we can also record a stereo version of the show. So we are working on that, but for the moment, no. And also the other thing, by the way, that people may or may not know is, well, the studio, like I said, is old. And we don't have any way to record the show digitally to begin with. Now, how it's being recorded, and I'm not kidding. This show is being recorded on open reel tape, which once the show is done, I bring home. And then on my open reel at home, convert it to a digital file. And then I transmit the digital file. So it's a bit of a long process right now. So hopefully in the near future, we can get the studio working in a much better way than it is now, because it's very inefficient. I mean, I have to record it here and then bring the tape home and then dub it to some audio software that I use to digitize it. And it's just it's complicated and everything else, which also it's difficult for editing. Well, because the editing is not done here in the studio. If there's any editing to do, it's done later. Kevin does some of it here. And I just realized that he's been editing out the bloopers, which nobody else gets to hear, and he's been saving them. And when I came to the studio today, he was in the control room with Johan, and they were going through some of them, and I went, what is this? And he says, well, I've been saving some of the mistakes which I was going to give you at the end of the year. And I went, oh, give me for what? He says, well, give you to use on the show, of course. Oh boy, this is going to make me more, how should I say, self-conscious, right? Yes. And I'm going to try my best now not to make any screw-ups like I have been making. Mind you, hey, Kevin, look, I'm not the only one to blame. There's been some that you have made, like making sure that records are not on the right speed, which you've done a number of times, which the listeners don't get to hear. But you've been saving those as well, so well, we'll play all of those, I suppose, at one point. Another question, actually, that came to me is, has shortwave played an influence in my music tastes? Not really, but I can tell you this, that there's actually a lot of music that I never would have heard otherwise, like the one we're going to take a listen to now. It's a group from Holland called The Nits, and this was a big hit for theirs in the Netherlands and also in Europe in the late 1980s. And I came across this yesterday at home from a transcription disc that I have from Radio Netherlands. And back then, Radio Netherlands used to have a music series that they would send to radio producers and radio stations around the world that was sent out on vinyl, of all things. So it was a one-hour program, 30 minutes on each side. And this was a program that they put together that had an interview with the Nits. And the second side of the LP included some of their songs, including the one we're going to take a listen to now, The Train, here on The Happy Station.
Cold gray morning, I was walking home alone. Traffic lights in the falling rain, the unanswered phone. I was so sad and lonely on a lonesome avenue. So sad and lonely, what could I do? In a room of a strange hotel, I saw a photograph of you. You looked so sad and lonely on a lonesome avenue. So sad and lonely, what could I do? City where I live, the windows were like mirrors in the train. Hey, what you doing with your life? Morning, I was walking home alone. Traffic lights in the falling rain, the unanswered phone. I was so sad and lonely on a lonesome avenue. So sad and lonely, what could I do? Once in a railway station, in a city where I live, the windows were like mirrors in the train. Hey, what you doing with your life?
The Nits with The Train here on The Happy Station. For the 9th of July, 2009. It's really nice to have you with me. Now, earlier I mentioned there's a special program coming up at 1500 hours UTC today. And it was interesting, actually, how this all came about. Actually, this came about through one of the people or one of the listeners that we have who tunes in to the show via the internet. He lives in Portugal, by the way. His name is Antonio Gomez, and he's a member of Facebook. And he used to live in South Africa. Anyway, he put me in touch with somebody else on his Facebook page that works for Springbok Radio. Now, Springbok Radio is no longer on the air in the normal sense of the word. The Springbok Radio is a station that was started in 1950 by the SABC, the South African Broadcasting Corporation, and was the first commercial radio station in South Africa. And the station had an amazing history and was the number one station for many, 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 many years. The station went off the air in 1985 because they were losing a lot of money because of television. Now, the reason for that is television didn't come to South Africa until 1976. So a lot of the advertisers that were on Springbok made their way to television. So eventually Springbok was taken off the air in 1985. But last year, a group of people that run the Springbok Preservation Society started the radio station back as an online service featuring some of the classic programs from many years ago, as well as new shows. And I thought it was very interesting because I've heard of Springbok Radio and I've heard a number of clips before. So anyway, Antonio put me in touch with somebody else that is on his Facebook page, and we've been talking. And then I said, look, you know what? I'd like to have you on the show, and we'll do a whole hour about Springbok Radio and have some vintage clips and everything else. So that is coming up today at 1500 GMT or 1500 UTC, and that is Happy Station's tribute to Springbok Radio, so don't miss it. All right, it's now time to go to our mailbag, and this week has been extremely hot. It has been so hot in Taipei, it is not funny. I mean, you can cook pancakes on the roadways, as well as fry eggs. Actually, you can cook your whole dinner outside, it's so hot. So I decided to, you know, to go and buy our horse an air cooling system, which is an air conditioner that sprays very cold water because he's panting in the heat. So I can hear him off in the distance with a lot more energy than he did have this morning. So now time for mail call. Oh, he does sound peppier than ever, doesn't he? All right. Our first letter is a very unusual one. Should we do this one? Yeah, we'll do this one now. Might as well. Last week on Friday, a letter came in from somebody in Ireland. And first of all, it's in a brown envelope, a very like old style envelope with no return address. And I knew it was from Ireland right away because of the stamp. And then I looked inside and there was this note, and I'll read it for you because it's one sentence with no period. It says, to Keith, we are looking for information on the Happy Station. Many thanks, Ivan Talon, Maestown, Navan, Meath, Ireland. Excuse me. Well, that's all there was. No phone number, no email, and no return address. And what was unusual about it was the stationery. It wasn't on an ordinary white piece of paper or anything like that. It was on a stationery for a company called Rowex in Ireland that make pharmaceuticals. So I thought, well, maybe it's actually from this company, somebody from this company. So Johan called the phone number that was on the stationery in Cork, Ireland. And he asked for Ivan Talon. And he first explained why. And he said that the woman at the other end of the line thought he was loony for a moment. And he said, is there an Ivan Talon there? And she said, no. And he said, are you sure? She said, well, we only have a few employees and there's nobody of that name. Anyway, so we did make an effort. So, Ivan, if you are listening, and I don't think you are, please get back to us again because you didn't include anything else on here, and we're not mind readers, so there's no way of us to find out anything more about it. It's very unusual, and I mean, I've seen some unusual letters, and this one goes into, well, we have three piles. We have letters that have been received, letters that have been responded to either by letters or QSL cards, and then a third box, which is called unusual, and this one goes into the unusual pile. We have one here now from Pete Bentley, who lives in East Aurora, New York, and he heard the program on June the 25th at 1500 UTC, and he says he's been listening to Happy Station for a very long time. He first started listening into 1971 and listened to the show way until it first ended, because now we're come back, the show's come back, but until it ended in 1995 on Radio Netherlands. And he says he remembers those days very well, because what they would do, and he said he remembers Tom talking about this, he said the show was recorded middle of the week. The tapes were then sent on airplanes to the relay stations in Bon Air and Madagascar to be aired the following Sunday. And he said one of the things that he remembers was Happy Station had a reputation for sending out beautiful, colorful postcards to listeners who wrote in. Pete, I don't think ours will match any of the original ones that were sent out many years ago, but hopefully, you know, it does, and that's actually been sent out. And then he ends here by saying, good luck with the program, and I have three wishes for you. Now, the first one is, I have to talk about this. He says, number one, I hope your voice holds out as long as Tom's did. Wait a second. I don't know if Tom would be happy to hear that. Are you saying that his voice is no longer there? It's gone? Tom actually still sounds the same, by the way. Still sounds the same. So, yes. And will mine hold out? I don't know. Depends on the pollution and other things as well. But anyway, number two, I hope for better reception. Well, that's something that we all hope for. And number three, along with the rest of the world, I'm hoping they give you that post office box as soon as possible. Tell me about it, Pete. Tell me about it. Oh, I was a bit frustrated on Saturday when I went to the post office and said, look, I've been waiting. Have you finished your renovations yet? And they went, it's coming soon. I said, well, what is soon? Is soon tomorrow? Is it in an hour from now? Is it next week, next month, or next year, or in the next decade, or in the next century? I literally said that. And he said, no, it's coming very soon. We just had to change some things around. And anyway, it sounds like very bureaucratic nonsense, like most post offices in the world. But anyway, that is coming soon. The next one here is from Brian Lowe, who lives in Hong Kong. He listens to us on Saturdays at 1000 UTC via the web stream of World FM from New Zealand. And he knows, he says, I heard you mention on the show before that you come to Hong Kong often. The next time you have Hong Kong, you should get in touch with me, because I work in the music industry here and I have some contacts in the music industry of some people that you probably know that would be a lot of fun to probably have on the show. And he doesn't just work in the music industry. Brian also works as an announcer at RTHK, that's Radio Television Hong Kong. And Brian, you know, I also used to work at RTHK. I used to work for Radio 4, by the way, not the Cantonese service. So I'm kind of wondering if we actually ran into each other at some point or another, because you said that you were there at the same time that I was. It would be funny, actually, if we actually knew each other, but the name doesn't ring a bell. Maybe if I see your face, you know, then I will recognize you. Definitely if you saw my face, well, you'd probably go, and start screaming or something like that. But anyway, as I tell people, I have the perfect face for radio. Television cameras, I break them. All right. Thank you very much, all of you, for sending in your letters and hellos and everything. Of course, we can't get to every single one. I try to squeeze in as many as possible. So our postal address, again, the Gettysburg address, as I should call it, until we get our P.O. box up and running, is The Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, San Min Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. I'll say that a little bit slower. Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Section, S-E-C-T-I-O-N 1, San Min Road, and San Min is S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Banqiao, B-A-N like Norman, C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C, and the zip code is 22070. And if you didn't have time to write that down, for those who may not know this, of course the show is relayed via web stream from our relay in the United States, which is WRMI or Radio Miami International. You can log on to their website at www.wrmi.net. click on the Happy Station Show and you'll find the information there as well. And we have an email address, but I will give that out a little bit later on in the show. Let's now take a listen to... by the way, last week I did make a mistake on the show. We played Bette Midler singing in the Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening. And then at the end of the song, I said it was Rosemary Clooney. Well, that is sort of half true because it is from a CD called Bette Midler Sings the Rosemary Clooney Songbook. And I don't know why I just said Rosemary Clooney at the end. But it went, in fact, was Bette Midler. So I thought, let's now have something by Rosie herself. This is from one of the many recordings that she recorded for the Concord label in the 1990s. Here she is with a beautiful song that all of you know is one of my favorites, called Stormy Weather, here on The Happy Station.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, I just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. The blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I have. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Thank you.
if he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
The fabulous Rosemary Clooney with Stormy Weather here on The Happy Station. And I, you know, I thought that was appropriate to play because even though I've been complaining about the heat here in Taiwan, well, not really complaining, just it is very hot. Every day it rains and a major downpour, usually between 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's one of those things that it could be beautiful, beautiful, blue, blue skies. You can see for miles and miles and miles. All of a sudden, way off in the distance, total blackness. And then, well, it's a storm. And it just will come slowly, slowly. And you just, you know, if you have laundry outside, you rush to take it in. And the storm doesn't come. And then all of a sudden, it could be beautiful, beautiful, blue, blue skies. You don't see anything. And then at the snap of the fingers, just like that, it starts pouring. And when I mean pouring, some of the streets here in Taiwan, well, in Taipei anyway, turn into small rivers. It is quite unusual. And the thunder and the lightning, it is very spectacular. In fact, I recorded an interview last week that I'm using on a future show. And as we were recording it, the thunder and lightning from outside was being picked up by the microphone. That's how loud it was. And it's a good thing, actually, that I bring my dogs to the studio with me because at the moment, well, I don't know why, but one of them is absolutely petrified of thunder. Absolutely petrified of thunder. And she does, she kind of does pee-pee on the floor. Yeah, she pees on the floor every time there's a lot of thunder and everything. And the other one's now started following suit. And they never did that before. Very unusual. Anyway, let's now take a listen to Tom Meyer. This is from a recording that he recorded in Atlanta, in the United States, with the Atlanta Orchestra. The song we're going to take a listen to is called Open Up Your Heart, and it was composed by Tim McCabe, who was the producer of the sessions that he did in Atlanta, and Tom Meyer. So it's a song by Tim McCabe and Tom Meyer. It's called Open Up Your Heart here on The Happy Station.
When it shows, is a rare and beautiful thing. Like a flower, see how it grows and blossoms in the spring. And I feel the need inside of me to open up for all the world to see. Could it be that me and me has finally decided to be free? Let the love flow, let the spirit free. Let the love that's locked within your heart come forth for everyone to see. L'amour dans mon cœur, une chose belle et précieuse. C'est une plante, une fleur, une chanson, plutôt une berceuse. Je veux montrer au monde entier ce qui constitue ma personnalité. Comme chaque homme, je suis comme un enfant qui cherche la tendresse et la bonté.
sortir l'amour.
Fais ouvrir,
ton cœur. Laisse sortir l'amour qui est dans ton âme et il apportera un grand bonheur. Just open up your heart and let the spirit free. Give a little of yourself and I just know you'll see. You've made the world a better place to be. Open up your heart and let the spirit free. Let the love that's deep inside you flow out naturally. You'll be surprised how happy you can be. Open up your heart and let the spirit free. 'Cause helping one another starts with you and me. Together we can make it easily. Open up your heart and let the spirit free. Open up your heart and let the spirit free. Open up your heart and let the spirit free. Spirit free.
Tom Meyer with Open Up Your Heart here on the Happy Station Show, and some listeners are actually getting a copy of a CD that includes that song. Let me just get one here so I can tell you what it's called. The CD is called Easy Come, Easy Go, Tom Meyer, and features songs that he recorded at Radio Netherlands with the Sky Masters, the Atlantic Orchestra, the one we took a listen to, and the Seas Small Orchestra. Some of the songs are like Easy Come, Easy Go, which is the title track, Je t'attends, which we played last week, Imagination, Rosa Rosa, Farmi Formidable, If, and many others. Unfortunately, I can't send it to every single listener because, well, that would be a little impossible and it would be very, very expensive to do. But some people are getting copies of that. An email actually that came in this week was somebody asking me if I'm a fan of the old BBC series The Goon Show, and yes, I am. In fact, I catch them every now and again from BBC because there's one BBC channel. I don't remember which one it is. I think it's BBC 7, Radio 7, that will run some of the old Goon Shows every now and again. It's always a lot of fun to listen to, and it's surprising because considering these shows were done over 40 years ago, it's 2009, and they're still very funny, very offbeat, and very abstract. But somebody said, you know, Spikeman, again, was very good at writing abstract humor. You can tell by listening to those programs. It's very, very abstract. And there was also some wonderful music that was used on the show. Max Geldray played harmonica. There was, what was the singer? Ellington. I can't remember his name. And of course, Wally Stott and his orchestra that provided all the incidental music for the show, as well as the closing. So let's now take a listen to Wally Stott and his orchestra, or rather the BBC orchestra, with Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead from The Goon Show.
We'll be right back.
Wally Stott and his orchestra with Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead. That was recorded for The Goon Show way back in 1957. And that song, of course, is from the musical The Wizard of Oz. Well, it's coming up to just before 10 o'clock in the morning here in Taiwan, and I should have another cup of coffee. And I know that for those listening in the USA right now, having a cup of coffee is probably not the best sane choice to have for bed, but I have to make it through the day, so I'm going to have a little jolt right now. The coffee song. Here's Frank Sinatra.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Later, she smells just like a percolator. Her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee. An awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Ah, that definitely hit the spot. Frank Sinatra and the coffee song. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the Happy Station Show. I want to remind you again to tune in at 1500 UTC today for Happy Station's tribute to Springbok Radio. And if you didn't have time to write down our address earlier, you can send me an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And you can get all the information, like our postal address, if you want to receive our QSL card and everything else. And the URL for that is www.wrmi.net. Click on Happy Station, and there you'll find it. So on behalf of Johan Backer and Kevin Lee, who are sitting in the control room, this is Keith Perron all the way in Taipei saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.